Denny, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Well, probably like everyone, I'm a bit rattled, a bit unsure about everything. But I've got a bit of lighter news for you. I can tell you that, Mido, your invoice that you put in for that grab you gave on the news the other night, that's been rejected by the senior accounts department.
Oh, that's low.
Called the breaking news invoice.
Have you seen anything like that before, though, Denny? Like a host of a program.
Just the talk of our newsroom.
Yeah.
The reporter who did the story, it was, almost felt like, why was this person coming?
Oh, that would do me.
He thought he was getting attacked, or she thought she was getting attacked.
Luckily,
pick me, pick me.
I said, you don't have to worry. He's a good bloke. He didn't mean anything bad.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm glad the invoice has been rejected.
What are they doing out in the streets? Look, I'm happy to help Channel 9 out and not take that invoice.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Look, it was a terrible day yesterday. A shocking day for the sport. But, I mean, obviously, like Laurie, you've been saying, it's a far broader issue. And everybody is hurting out there. And I think we'll continue to hurt for some considerable time. At about 3 o'clock, I rang the NRL and just sort of was checking on a few things. And they said at that point, yep, season's going ahead. Todd Greenberg was confident the season was going ahead, as was Peter Volandis. And they were in the process of having to tell staff to take their annual leave and until May 1 because they were shutting the offices, but they thought that they could still plough on. Then they Todd Greenberg sort of raised the attention of Peter Volandis, listen, the medical expert, the opinion's changing. We need to talk about it. And in an instant, the season was off. The diagnosis or the prognosis they got was obviously quite alarming, probably very alarming for them to say, look, we just can't guarantee the safety of the players. And I think that news and the way that the rawness of it and the way it was explained to them has really rattled some very hardened administrators and some tough people in there who have seen a lot. The likes of Volandis and Greenberg and others have been around the block, but they were genuinely taken aback, and you could see it in their faces at their press yesterday.
Yeah, no, definitely. Denny, so they've got a meeting this morning with the clubs. Everything's on the table. Obviously, you were for the Nine Network, but is there a chance you think that those broadcast negotiations for the next deal could really come earlier and a figure that could be locked in, which naturally would be much less and therefore bringing the salary cap down, but at least potentially give the players some certainty going forward?
I wish I could give you an answer and say, yes, it's definitely going to happen. But I just think the times at the moment are too uncertain. I think that those sort of things will be raised, as will how will they get the competition happening again one day. But I don't think we have any clear answers at the moment. I wish we did. I mean, I know that the only certainty is that we're going to see a different game altogether. And when it does come back, a far financially fitter game, a game that won't have excesses for some time. And it'll be a different sort of sport. And I was on 100% footy last night, and Phil Gould was really strong on the point. And Laurie, I'd love to get your opinion. And the thing that's worrying him is now that we've stopped, how do we get back? What happens?
Yeah.
How do we get back?
Well, that's the big worry for everyone. And when you, which you quite rightly mentioned, hardened administrators talking about it being catastrophic, the game not being played this year, and the implications that it has on clubs, the implication it'll have on players, administration, the game, is massive. And I don't know what the game will look like. I do know that clubs will be feeling the pressure. Some clubs will survive, and some clubs will be hoping that they receive support, because without support, they won't survive. They can't survive.
But, Loz, what are we saying when we say you don't know what the game's going to look like?
There will be a game. There's no doubt about that. But you might have going from $10 million salary cap to a $6 million salary cap. Yeah, okay. You might lose plenty of people from your football department. You'll lose
Yeah, you mightn't be full time. You might be. I don't know. Mm. I don't think anyone really knows what the game is going to look like. One thing you do know, it's never going to be what it was like 2 weeks ago.
Look, a lot of people lost their jobs yesterday. A lot happened, but I mean, this is an example. Paul Gallen, who's been a Shark for 20 years, he was their first premiership captain. He was stood down from the Sharks yesterday as their assistant coach. Now, I'm not saying anyone should feel sorry for Paul Gallen, but that's just an example of where this is at. This is a guy who's been part of their furniture, and he was told, look, you're not required anymore. Mm. I mean, on a normal day, that's a back page story. Mm. On a day like yesterday, it's just something we talk about.
Well, Denny, I was reading in the paper today, Canterbury, the football club, have lost 30 staff.
Yep.
And the leagues club also stood down 400 staff yesterday.
Yeah, I spoke to Andrew Hill yesterday, probably not long after he had to go through that process. And, I mean, these are people with families. And, fortunately, some of the Canterbury staff have been told that, from my understanding, they've been told that, look, you just take your leave for now and hopefully there'll be something down the track. But with the leagues club shutting down, there are vulnerable football teams all of a sudden. I mean, there are teams that rely heavily on their leagues club. Penrith, last week, I spoke to their CEO, Brian Fletcher, and he told me they were budgeting for they suddenly had to budget for a $23 million black hole. And they have five leagues clubs around the place. I'm sure that's going to get worse.
Mm. Are the Warriors back home? Or I'm guessing they're probably close to being in transit, Denny?
Oh, look, I spoke to our Gold Coast reporter last night who indicated to me that they hadn't left yet, but I can't be sure. But obviously, they've been through a lot, and their stance was, typically admirable of a lot of the way that people have handled themselves in rugby league. I mean, for once, the game hasn't sort of shot itself in the foot. It's united well. I mean, I've seen it through its worst splits in the Super League days, and people were, wanting to kill each other. They were so angry, But in this instance, people have generally been very, very supportive of one another, and they understand what the game's going to go through. There will be some ugly days once the game's state is looked at in terms of financial stability, and I'm sure there'll be some blame put on people. And I'm sure that'll cost some people their jobs down the track.
Yeah.
But for right now, that's not the story. I think the story right now is, feeling for the players and more so the staff around the game who've lost their positions and hoping that they can get back on their feet.
Well, we know everything changes rapidly and very quickly, Denny, and it changes hour by hour. Now, when the AFL announced that they were suspending their competition, they put a date on the return, and that was May 31. Now, we didn't do that as a game. Are you hearing what a perfect outcome for the league would be, or what they're sort of gauging the rest of the season on, and when they would be able to start? And we're hearing sort of the competition can run till December 20. Are you hearing like when the comp is likely to start, or when they'd like to see it back up and running?
Laurie, less than, 12 hours or whatever it is after they called it off, I think it's, I'd be guessing to tell you when that would be. The way that they've structured their staff leave maybe indicates they're hoping they can get back by May, but I'm not saying that's a certainty by any stretch. I think, given what I know about what the advice was from the medical experts yesterday, and I don't want to alarm people, but I think that we should take all of the warnings very seriously that we're getting from everywhere in terms of social distancing, in terms of washing your hands, all that kind of thing. I don't think it's anyone who's taking it lightly, they shouldn't. Mm. And, the likes of Peter Volandis, who has been very much on the front foot, he stepped back behind the crease and said, rightio, this is something we have to really look at. He wasn't being flippant beforehand, no way, but after the advice that he received, he wasn't going to put the players out there for one more minute. Simple as that.
Danny, how can we as fans of the game help? What can we do? How can we show our support, or what do we do as fans now? Because I cannot imagine this country without sport, and particularly rugby league.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're not imagining it. We're seeing it. But yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I guess if people can afford to keep their memberships or those kinds of things and continue in some way of showing their support, whether even on social media or in some way just show they're still behind their clubs, their players, and the people who have lost their positions. I don't know if there are other people who can help them out. I mean, I haven't got any perfect answer there for you, Michael, but I mean, I think that, you know, showing a bit of love and, you know, publicly might be good for them and, you know, for the players and whoever else. I mean, the vast majority of players aren't on massive money. They've got mortgages. They've got a lifestyle they're used to. So they're going to feel this just like everyone, like you guys will, I will, everyone will feel it. So I think that, you know, the attitude of just trying to be positive and be kind to people is one that will get people a bit further.
Really well said, Denny. Thanks for giving us that update this morning. Have a good day.
No worries, guys.